Resilient Idaho, Hope Lives Here, explores adverse childhood experiences such as abuse, neglect, and other serious household dysfunction. Jean Mutchie with St. Luke's Health System says those experiences are common, and more common in Idaho than other states. But she says there are ways to protect children from the effects of these events later in life.
It really required leaning in instead of looking away and understanding that what's happened to people often shows up in behavior early and then also with serious health consequences if not mitigated later on. So changing the conversation to what's happened to somebody instead of what's wrong with them.
Research finds even one supportive adult in a child's life can help them become more resilient to those adverse events. The documentary premiered last week on Idaho Public Television. It's also streaming online. Shannon McGuire lost her brother when she was 9. 5 days later, the Los Angeles riots broke out in her neighborhood. Now in Idaho, she recently took an exam focused on adverse childhood experiences and scored 8 out of 10. Researchers have found folks who scored this high can live 20 years shorter than average. But McGuire says she had a supportive family and faith, which helped her get through rough times. She says people who have been through trauma can harness the experiences if they have the proper support.
It is an advantage, and it may not have hit yet, but it will. And where you start in life never, ever has to be where you finish. Never. And you can always give yourself a different finish.
Mutchie says communities can support folks who have been through rough times, and it starts with having a conversation about the challenges people face.
Let's do something about this. Let's stop villainizing people and start lifting people in communities in hard places. Let's let every child have a childhood that's full of purpose and potential.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornacione.